You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's a Monday, which means best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We're a Danette down, although you might argue you're not really a Danette down. McLovin is in Philadelphia. He's on a movie set. He has one line in an Adam Sandler movie. McLovin will join us. He is a mess. McLovin is an absolute mess today. He was over the weekend because he's gotten in his head. As an actor, you have to deliver a line, but you don't want to read a line. And McLovin has one line. That's it. He'll join us and we'll help him deliver that line. Although he did say this morning that he didn't know if he was allowed to deliver the line because it might have something to do with the plot of the movie. And I went, shut up. It's a Sandler movie. Who cares about the plot? Yeah, Paulie.
He actually said the phrase, I can't tell you guys the line because it's revelatory of the plot.
Revelatory of the plot. Yes, Todd.
When you first started your acting career, did you obsess over these kind of lines and parts? Or did you right away, you just were confident and never got stressed out like that?
I think you think about it depending on who you're in the scene with. When I was in a scene with Aniston and Kidman, I really cared about what I was saying. And that's the one movie I've been in with Sandler that he gave me no script. He said, Danny, go out there and ad lib. And I got Jennifer Aniston and Nicole Kidman staring at me as if to say, do you even know how to act? Without saying that, I could tell with their eyes what they were doing. Yes, Pauline.
But were you a method guy when you were a policeman in House Bunny? Did you do ride-alongs with LAPD for a couple weeks to get in character? Anything like that?
I did talk to a police officer who was on set doing security. And I said, hey, I have this line to deliver certain things about what I wear, how I wear it. When you go to the car, Anna Faris was in the car, and I'm supposed to be checking on her as to why she's in the car.
Good scene.
Yes. And I just said, how would I approach that? And I did ask the police officer that. But then you have, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, where we're in Brooklyn. And right before we start the scene, that's when Kevin James goes, I think you should do a Brooklyn accent. I go, it's a little late in the game for that, Kev. I don't have a Brooklyn accent in me. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think McLovin's in Philadelphia immersing himself with local journalists to kind of get back in the milieu for his line today?
I don't know, but he left here Friday. And if I could have said to him, you don't have to go, I think he would have said, all right, I don't want to go. He kept saying, and he would give me the line. I go, stop. Remember when we were shooting something and McLovin had to walk? And that's all he had to do in a scene. I said, McLovin, just walk. He couldn't. He was stiff. He looked like Herman Munster. And I said, just walk, McLovin. There's nothing natural about him. And he was grinding on Friday. Yes, he.
I'm sure the Emmys being on, too, didn't help him because I know you know we watched some of that and then saw all these great performances and then yeah. Just got in his own head even more about
it. Yes, Todd.
And he's already pale and he was looking that much more white in fear of what was waiting for him in Philadelphia.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. This award-nominated program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club, six-blade razor, noticeably smooth shave thanks to the six precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find it in stores, Dollar Shave Club or dollarshaveclub.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Carson Palmer, the Heisman Trophy winner, former USC QB, will join us a little bit later on, recapping everything that we saw yesterday and last night. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Say good morning to Peacock, their streaming partners. Download the app. It's free. All 3 hours you can watch. And our radio partners, numbering nearly 400 cities around America. Ravens get by the Chiefs. Titans surprise the Seahawks in Seattle. Cowboys over the Chargers tonight. The Lions at the Packers. You know, the key play in the win last night by the Ravens over the Chiefs may have been Lamar Jackson's fourth down conversion with just over a minute left. In fact, here is John Harbaugh being asked about that call on the play.
Was there ever any doubt?
No, there wasn't, but maybe I wanted to be sure myself, you know? I knew he was going to say yes, so. But we were going for it at that point.
Would there have been a doubt if it was any other player or quarterback? Didn't have Lamar?
Well, Mahomes, I bet they're going for it too with Patrick Mahomes. How about that?
Here's Lamar Jackson on that fourth down call.
Lamar, how Or what was the conversation with Coach like before that last fourth down call?
Oh, you want to go for it? I'm like, hell yeah. Again, I said it again. Like Seattle 2 years ago. And he told me to play. I'm like, oh, we should spread him out. And Coach James Urban, my QB coach, he like, you got to go. I'm like, man, I got to get this first down no matter what. I got to jump, dive through a defender. And O-line did a great job pushing those guys back. Got the first down for the victory.
Yeah, it was a big call there. But, of course, Jackson's going to say yes or hell yes. Hey, you want to go for it? No, I think we should punt, Coach. No, he wants the ball. The 42-yard jump pass that he had stood out to me. Normally, we have a jump pass at the goal line. That Tim Tebow gave us jump passes at the goal line. But Hollywood Brown had the catch, went in for the score. Jackson's flip into the end zone on a short touchdown run. It's only one game, and I know we need to remind ourselves it's one game. Good or bad, it's one game. But they were in danger of falling 0-2. It's Jackson's first win over Patrick Mahomes after three losses. And the Ravens have had some bad luck with injuries there. They could have lost last night if the Chiefs didn't fumble the ball on that potential game-winning drive. But Lamar Jackson always gives you a chance. And he threw that pick six. He threw a couple interceptions early, and I thought it was going to go ugly, south, in a hurry. And, in fact, there were people on Twitter saying, oh, you got to get him out of there. I went, no. No, where were these people in the fourth quarter? Yeah, couldn't find them. But, man, does he give you a kind of excitement that no other quarterback gives you in the NFL? And there were a couple of surprises. I said to the Danettes, I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans beat Seattle. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys won in L.A. But I was really surprised with the Raiders beating the Pittsburgh Steelers because Derek Carr, one of just 10 quarterbacks since 1948 with over 800 passing yards in the first two games of a season and the first time since Patrick Mahomes in 2019. But he threw for 382, two touchdowns, Raiders beating the Steelers. That one surprised me. Lions and the Packers tonight, is this where we go, oh, the Packers are back, you know? Or what if they struggle tonight? Then what happens? Because that's what I'm looking for. I'm as much as we want to go, hey, all right, you can come back to reality here. You got the Lions. What if the Lions actually play well against Green Bay? Green Bay is favored by 11. I don't know if that's the biggest point spread of the weekend.
It was, yeah, there's only two that were over 10 points.
All right. Make sure you check out the DP Show store. All this week we're celebrating Paul's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. Two t-shirts at $49 plus. Be sure to check out limited edition tailgate package, a collaboration of our new partner Sportique. High quality items, super comfortable, plus a flask and a handwritten note from me, all at danpatrick.com.
We know how much we love celebrating birthday weeks around here. It's not just a birthday, it's a birthday week.
I love it.
We took advantage of it.
All right. Who's handling poll question duty since McLovin is on the movie set?
I got a couple. McLovin's got a couple for later.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, here it is. First poll question. We do this every year. The 2-0 team that will not make the playoffs. The 2-0 team. We like to burst bubbles here.
Well, we like to skew negative.
Yes. 2-0 team that won't make the playoffs. Rams, Buccaneers, 49ers, Cardinals, Broncos, Raiders, Panthers. I think it's those last three that are in play.
Yeah.
So,
Rams will make the playoffs, Buccaneers, Niners, Cardinals are going to be right there.
Broncos, Raiders, Panthers. You got to pick one.
Won't make the playoffs. What if I say all three?
That's fair. It's your show.
Yeah. Oh, Panthers look good.
The Raiders have done this to us before.
Yes, they have.
They've got us to buy in before November.
Yeah.
That's even when you know the Raiders themselves, like Derek Carr, is like, we just can't blow this. We can't let this slip away.
I mean, the Broncos beat the Giants and beat Jacksonville. Raiders beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. That's a pretty big deal. Panthers, all right, the Saints, there had to be a little bit of a letdown. And for everybody who was all in on Jameis Winston, you can't bail. You can't bail after that performance because I heard he could be a dark horse MVP candidate. I go, okay. He'll be a real dark horse MVP candidate after what happened yesterday.
No offense.
But that's who Jameis Winston is. He giveth, he taketh away. And give credit. Panthers played, they went after him. But these ill-advised passes, when you're under duress and you still throw, those are the things I hate seeing from him. There were two passes where I go, just eat it. Throw it away. Don't throw it up for grabs. But give credit to Carolina. Yeah, I like that head coach, and give credit to what they're doing. Sam Darnold, doing just enough right now. You just don't want to lose those games. Just ask Minnesota. You had that game. You're going to beat the Cardinals. Here's how it sounded at the end of the game.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
I wish this was the first time that we saw this happen. Oh, my heavens.
The Arizona Cardinals flooding the field after beating the Minnesota Vikings 34-33.
That's courtesy of KFAN, the Vikings Radio Network. Who missed it worse, the place kicker or play-by-play? Because that made it sound like it went right down the middle. It's gone! He missed it.
I love how fast he's able to switch from goal! He went right.
It wasn't close. I mean, it's not a sure thing, but you made it sound like it was right down the middle.
Oh,
he missed it right. He missed it right.
You won the lottery.
You didn't have the Powerball number. I'm sorry. You
missed it by a number. Congratulations. Oh, no. You didn't have the number. Yeah, see.
It's a million scenarios in life where like, hey, you got into college. Oh, no, you got rejected.
No, you didn't. No. Yeah. You open up the letter and it says, congratulations. You've been accepted at Harvard. Oh, no, you haven't.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it. Good. Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
Are you kidding me?
You imagine if you're listening to that in your car. You're driving. Wait, what did he say?
What?
Wait, what? Wait, did he say it was good? These are the kind of games that you look back at the end of the season and you go, God, remember that missed kick we had? Oh, God, we should have won that game. Because we tend to look at those games and give a little bit more weight to those at the end of the season as opposed to those at the beginning of the season. Your bet with Tom Brady throwing the most interceptions of his career in a season, okay, maybe they cooled off a little bit there, soon.
Yeah, I'm still in it, though.
You are.
I'm still in it. There's still a shot.
Yeah. Five touchdown passes. What did the Falcons do to the football gods? Like, at some point, if there's a football god, does he go, all right, come on back in. All right. You guys, you celebrated a little too soon. All right, come on back in. We're going to let you get a couple of wins here.
Like, Matt Ryan doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve two tipped pick sixes. He doesn't deserve that, does he?
He's a likable guy. I can't have him be held accountable for all of their sins. But, in the name of Steve Bartkowski, just give Atlanta give him a cookie. Give him something there. And you know Brady loves this. Like, yeah, okay, 28-3.
But did you see that he posted the thing on social media at 3:28 in the afternoon?
Oh, no.
And people are like, oh, my God, he's trolling the Falcons.
3:28.
That's great.
He's starting to get a little Michael Jordan-ish. He's starting to, like, pile on when he's got the big lead.
Phone calls, we'll get to those. Best and worst of the weekend. Our good buddy, Ross Tucker, was at the game last night with the Ravens and the Chiefs. Nice! And Ross will join us.
Good!
And McLovin will join us from the Adam Sandler movie set, where I'll try to help him rehearse his line. Line. Not even lines. Line. 16 after the hour, just getting started. Glad you're part of the program. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Use my Discover credit card this weekend. Actually, my family did. For some reason, whenever we go to dinner, I'm always the one that's putting out my credit card. And then as my daughter said, well, doesn't Discover match all the cash back you earn on your credit card, Dad? I go, yes. That doesn't mean I have to be the one who picks up the tab. How about you don't order lobster next time? Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. 0-2 team will make the playoffs. Jags, Colts, Giants, Vikings, Falcons. None? I guess I would still say the Colts because they have a lot of talent. Carson Wentz got hurt again yesterday. The Giants, we saw them on Thursday night. Vikings should have won that game. Falcons, they got roughed up. I'll say the Colts just because of that division, and you would expect them to play a whole lot better. But, man, it's, if it comes down to Carson Wentz, his health, availability, they could be teetering on the brink there. The 2-0 team that won't make the playoffs, I guess it would be between Broncos, Raiders, and Panthers. Let's go with that one. The 2-0 team that won't make the playoffs. Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He works for CBS, Westwood One, part of the Eagles pregame yesterday. And also on the call Saturday, Connecticut played Army on CBS. And then he worked last night, Westwood One, the Ravens and the Chiefs. And I think he was at a high school game on Friday night. Did I get your itinerary correct there, Ross?
You know what, Dan? Pretty good. Yeah, man. I drove up. I live in Pennsylvania. Drove up to West Point on Thursday. Obviously, I watched Washington and the Giants. As you know, production meetings all day Friday with the UConn and Army coaches and players. But yes, I am an American citizen, Dan. It was a Friday night. So I got in my car and I drove until I found some lights. I actually went and saw Army prep play. But that's what you should do in America on a Friday night. You should find lights and go. So I went and watched Army prep play. I don't even know who they were playing Friday night. Saturday did UConn Army. I drive home, Dan. I made my wife. I got home at 7:15 Saturday night, just in time to watch the Penn State whiteout game. I made my wife stay up and watch the whole thing with me. Got up Sunday morning, Eagles pregame. Watch the Eagles in the 1 o'clock games, drive to Baltimore, do the Ravens Chiefs, got home at 2:30, went to bed at 3, got up at 7. Now I'm on the Dan Patrick Show.
We have mad respect for you. We do. Let me ask you the poll question. The 2-0 team that won't make the playoffs. If I said Broncos, Raiders, Panthers, Cardinals, got a pick?
I'm going to go Cardinals. I would go Cardinals out of that bunch. Extremely fortunate to win that game yesterday. You know, Dan, I'm literally in the booth in Baltimore watching the Red Zone channel as the late games end. And I got to tell you, man, I know we've talked about it before. It just bothers me. I mean, at almost the exact same time, I watched Zuerlein make like a 56-yarder for the Cowboys to win. And Greg Joseph for the Vikings misses like a 35-yarder. And I feel bad for him. I mean, he's going to go in that locker room, and there's over 100 men just looking at him. He let them all down. Then they go on the plane. It still rubs me the wrong way that one guy makes it, one guy misses it, and everything changes as a result. But to answer your question, I just still think Arizona's division is too difficult. You know, they've gotten off to a good start, but I don't think they're better than the Rams, the Seahawks, or the Niners necessarily.
As far as the game last night with the Ravens and the Chiefs, when you looked at that first quarter, what were you thinking was going to happen with the Ravens and Chiefs?
Well, I thought it could get ugly. And last night sort of surprised me in the sense that I thought you had to play almost flawless to beat the Chiefs, right? You know, I thought the margin for error was so small. But actually, you know, they throw a pick six in the first minute. And then on their third drive, they're running the ball all over the Chiefs. And for some reason, Greg Roman called three straight passes from the 24-yard line. Lamar throws another pick. That one was all on him. And I thought, man, especially when it was 35-24 after that catch and run by Kelce. But if you follow me on social media, and I know you do, Dan, I knew the Ravens were going to win that game in the second half because they had crab cakes at halftime. I am a big believer that it starts with the press box food. You set the tone for the organization and the entire operation. And at halftime, when they brought out the crab cakes, check my social media, everybody, at Ross Tucker NFL, I literally said, I expect a huge second half here from the Ravens, and they delivered. It started with the decision earlier in the week to do crab cakes at halftime.
You're sleep deprived. You are. you are. Is there a formula to beat the Chiefs?
Well, so they did a couple things that they rarely do. And let's be honest, Dan, if Edwards-Helaire doesn't fumble, they still win the game. Yeah. You know, Butker makes a chip shot field goal, and we're having a much different conversation today. So, you know, it's not like the Ravens clearly got the better of them. I think one thing that is notable, though, is you can run on them again. And I think that that is your best bet, is to pound the Chiefs. Try to keep Mahomes on the sideline as much as possible. It's not just a time of possession thing. You still need to get some chunk plays. You still need to score points. I almost look at it, Dan, like, and I'm not a big tennis guy, but when you play the Chiefs, it's like you got to hold serve, man. It's like you got to score when you get the ball, because they are almost always going to. They so rarely get broken, except I think it might have been the last three or four drives that they got no points. That's the biggest shocker to me, because it feels like Mahomes and the Chiefs always come through in those situations.
I know with the Ravens not having a star running back, I would just have an empty backfield and just say to the defense, Lamar's doing something here. Let you can't spy on him. And that would be my approach, is let's just spread it out, maybe have another either blocker or wide receiver, and have an empty backfield and just say to Lamar, go get him.
You know, the only reason why I think they don't do that is because so many of his runs start with a fake to the running back and some type of misdirection. Now, they'll give it to the running back sometimes on those wide runs just to keep the defense honest. But you are 1,000% right, Dan. When they're trying to get chunk yardage, when they really need it, he is not handing that ball off. I mean, he's faking it wide to the running back, and he is coming downhill. I got to tell you, as a former offensive lineman, I love doing the Army games on Saturday because I love watching that offensive line play. But I'm telling you, my rookie year was 2001. The Ravens have the most creative and entertaining run game I've ever seen in the NFL. I mean, it is so fun to watch. They're pulling guys one way, running the other, the fullback leading, the double tight ends. Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, deserves a ton of credit because it is really exotic and fun.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, also does work for CBS and Westwood One and part of the Eagles pregame for WIP Radio. You believing in the Raiders?
I think you have to. I was stunned that they won that game yesterday. After going Monday night game, that they had a valiant comeback in the fourth quarter and overtime, a late game Monday night goes to overtime to come to Pittsburgh against that defense. Now, they're fortunate. Joe Hayden was out. Devin Bush was out. TJ Watt got hurt. But I don't care. And Dan, I can't wait. I hope somebody does an MVP front runner article this week, or that would be an awesome radio segment. Who's in the lead for the MVP? It's like every year somebody fights to see who can be the first one to start the MVP if it ended right now conversation. But I'm just saying, it's Derek Carr. I mean, he has been awesome in the first two games against very good defenses, very good opponents in the Ravens and Steelers. He's been probably the most valuable player in the league so far.
Okay, but the reason why I hate these MVP conversations, because last week it was Jameis Winston. That's why we don't have these this early in the season. I know we love content. I know we love to have who's the MVP. You know, is it Tom Brady? Is it Derek Carr? Week to week, that's why we had it Jameis Winston week one and then week two. You want to give it to Derek Carr? Great. Give it to Derek Carr. And then let's see what happens in week three here. I did want to ask you about the Cowboys. What stood out from Dallas's win in Los Angeles?
Two things. Number one, I tweeted this yesterday, Dan. I feel like we need to acknowledge the fact it's been 2 years now. When you watch a Cowboys game, Tony Pollard just has more juice than Zeke.
I agree. That's why I wouldn't have re-signed Zeke.
I mean, Dan, Zeke is better as a pass blocker. But come on, dude. We're not paying guys like $15 million a year.
I'm not paying him to be if I'm paying him to be a pass blocker, that is money not well spent. Zach Martin is a guy that you pay to protect.
Yeah, so Tony Pollard, Zeke will probably be gone after this year. They can't keep paying him. The other thing that stood out to me, you know, where I live here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I saw Micah Parsons, Dan, play his third high school game ever as a freshman. And he had like 5 sacks. And I texted the guys I know at Penn State. And I was like, this freshman D-end at Central Dolphin High School is maybe the best I've ever seen. They offered him a scholarship, Dan, after his 4th game. Think about this, though, okay? He played linebacker at Penn State. Last week, DeMarcus Lawrence broke his foot on Wednesday. They moved Micah Parsons to D-end for the first time since high school. On Thursday, he had a sack. He had 8 pressures, the most by a rookie since Nick Bosa back in 2019. He hadn't played the end since high school. There's no chance the Cowboys win that game if he's not playing the end. My guess is they'll probably keep him there.
Sure.
And it's kind of funny because think about yesterday. Micah Parsons and Odafe Owe for the Ravens, both rookies, both from Penn State. And right now, they're the 2 fastest defensive ends in the entire NFL, and they're both rookies from Penn State. It's pretty wild.
Is James Franklin going to be at Penn State next year?
I think he is, yeah. I mean, there's a couple things there, right? So, number one, are we sure USC wants him? Are we sure he's the guy? You know, the AD, and by the way, Dan, I love listening and watching because you seem to have better connections and sources for college football news than anybody else does out there.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, Dan, the AD for USC came from Cincinnati. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like it feels like 95% of the time those guys end up hiring the guy they know. And that would be Fickell.
I was told Fickell doesn't want to leave the Midwest.
That's interesting. Listen, here's what I would say. I think Penn State is a top 10 job in the country, and he's done an awesome job. He really has. I mean, Franklin did a terrific job. What they had Saturday night, that Auburn game, it's just incredible. But USC is a top 5 job because in California, you are the school and – there's more 5-star recruits. And here's the other thing. Even in the Big Ten East, Dan, Penn State's 3rd in terms of resources behind Ohio State and Michigan. And not only that, you're always going to be battling Ohio State just to win your division in your conference. Whereas if you go to USC, you are the perennial favorite to win the Pac-12, to go to the college football playoff. It really depends on what Franklin wants. If he wants to win championships, it's definitely an easier path at SC than there is at Penn State in the Big Ten East with Ohio State.
I'll leave you with this. If the Packers lose tonight.
Oh.
Do you want to finish that? Or is that your answer?
That could be my answer, but I want to get off quick. I know you have a big guest in Andrew McLovin Perloff coming on at some point today. But no, in all sincerity, they're not going to lose tonight. There's no way. But if they did, wow, we would be having much, much different conversations about what's going on in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. No matter what, no matter how they lose, I highly doubt that happens. Although I kind of was impressed by Goff and the Lions in the second half against the Niners.
Yeah.
You know, Goff is too good of a quarterback in my mind, Dan, for the Lions to be like a two-win team. Goff's a good – he's a professional. He's a solid quarterback. They're going to beat some people. I don't think it's the Packers tonight, though.
Great to see you. Get some sleep, okay?
I will. I'm going right back to bed, man.
That's Ross Tucker. He was very busy this weekend, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He was on the call Ravens-Chiefs last night on Westwood One. He worked the Eagles pregame. He went to a high school game on Friday, and then Saturday did color commentating for Connecticut against Army on CBS Sports. He's always great to talk to. All right, McLovin's going to join us coming up from the Adam Sandler movie set, and we're going to rehearse his one line that he has that is making him – he's out of his mind. He's so nervous, and he's going to screw this up royally. He's going to screw it up for the rest of the Danettes because Sandler is not going to put you guys in another movie, probably because of McLovin. I just get that feeling. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. I mentioned we're a Danette down. That's up for debate. McLovin is not with us today. He's in Philadelphia. He's on the movie set. Adam Sandler has a new movie. It's a basketball movie. Plays a scout for the Philadelphia 76ers, and he's looking for this star in Europe, and he's kind of trying to salvage his career. And I already shot my scene with Sandler. That was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, McLovin. Or, Paulie?
Is McLovin playing like the white power forward for the opposing team? What's his role?
No, he's a reporter.
Reporter.
Yeah. Both are a stretch, but McLovin joins us now. All right. What role do you play? You're a beat reporter?
Well, I actually am not totally sure. I'm either a print reporter or an on-camera reporter. Because it's a bit of a gaggle, okay. A reporter gaggle.
How many reporters are in the scene with you?
Multiple. Okay. It just said multiple.
Have you met with the director? Have you met with Sandler?
I haven't met with anybody. Okay. I'm stuck in my hotel room. I asked if I could show up on set at 7 a.m. because I wanted to knock it out. And they keep pushing it back a little bit.
Yeah,
so I'm in my hotel room.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. All right. Do you want to rehearse your line?
Yes. Okay. Now I have to change the line so I don't give away any plot.
No. There's no plot to give away. It's
not this one. This is like
Sandler
the Da Vinci
movie.
Code.
No.
This is like
no.
Yeah.
No.
All right. So I changed the line a little.
Okay.
I'm going to honor Paul Crewe from The Longest Yard, which also co-starred you. The line is, "Coach Crewe, how do you feel about getting into the championship?"
Okay.
So I'm going to be a reporter.
Okay. So I'm Coach Crewe.
You're Coach Crewe.
Okay.
Coach Crewe, how do you feel about getting into the championship? Let me do it again. Coach Crewe, how do you feel about getting into the championship?
Todd, what do you think?
It sounds a little like he's reading off a cue card.
Okay. Seton?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it does a couple more times, loosens up a little bit, and just, like, go back to your throwback days, Andrew, of being a pool reporter in the locker room, and you got to get a question in.
Okay, but I think it's going to get worse, not get better, because he's going to go to the set, and now you have Sandler there, a bunch of reporters, it's a big deal, the cameras are rolling, and you're going to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah. So how do I loosen up?
You can't hear each word you say, because you don't speak that way. Just do it in a way that you would normally speak, where you say, "Coach Crewe, how do you feel about getting in the championship?" Not, "Coach Crewe, how do you feel about getting in the championship?" It's almost like you're enunciating every word. Think about every word.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the one of the problems. You're really good and I'm not. So that's going to be a little bit of a, they, you know, they have an expectation. I watched you film your lines the other day and I was like, oh my God, Dan's a natural at this. Me, not so much. And back when I did have to be a pool reporter, I was terrible. I could barely get the words out. I was so nervous. Like I had to interview Pat Riley once and no air got through my system because he was so intimidated. But I have a gift for the director who's a Philly fan.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's show and tell with McLovin.
So this is on camera. This is a ball that I got in 1984 at a 76ers fan event, and it is signed by the entire 84 76ers, including Dr. J, Julius Irving.
Wow. Why are you giving this up?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to give it up, but I'm going to show up on set and show Sandman and the director to sort of ingratiate myself. Mm. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm part of the spirit of it. Because there's a lot of 76ers in the movie. It's like a kind of a 76ers movie.
Who is anybody else in your scene other than Sandler and a bunch of reporters?
Well, the player, Juancho Hernan Gomez, yeah, is in the scene.
Okay.
And another reporter, a Philadelphia reporter named Anthony Gargano.
Okay.
Longtime reporter. And that's about it. There's no, you know, in the movie, there's all sorts of NBA all-stars. And I was all psyched to meet all of them. And they're not.
Not going
to
be on set.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I think LeBron's company is involved with Sandler in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, I expected to meet LeBron. That's not happening either. No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Not. In fact, I don't even know if Sandman's going to show up. He might just sort of have a body double for my scene because I don't really talk to him. So, yeah, it's the less famous people, the better, because as you noted, I am really nervous.
Yes, Paulie.
Dan, any chance McLovin would be better if he got some props, maybe like a hand recorder or a notepad and pen, and or maybe even took his glasses off so he wasn't so McLovin. He was a new character.
I do have an old tape recorder that I don't have any batteries in. And a reporter's notebook. I actually prepared all that. I went to the drugstore just last night. So I do have props, but I don't know what they're going to do because you get to set and everything changes, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't be adverse to requesting a mustache because Sandler was always putting a mustache on me because he thought it was funny. But, you know, you might do that, then you may get into a character as opposed to thinking that you're Andrew McLovin Perloff Jr. the third.
But I had a mustache when we shot, when I was the boom operator. I don't want to be typecast as the mustache guy.
Yeah, that didn't go well when we were in the prison.
No, but actually what I had then was Todd was so bad that it helped everyone, all the other Dan that's look good. So I need a Todd because now I'm the Todd.
Well, good luck. We're all counting on you. We hope you do well, but I just want to make sure you don't listen to every word you say, because when we were filming something and I said, McLovin, you don't have to say anything, just walk. You couldn't walk because you were thinking about walking on camera.
Let me try the line one more
time. Okay, all right.
Coach Crew, how do you feel about getting into the championship?
No.
Coach Crew, how do you feel about getting into the championship?
It's a little better.
Coach Crew, how do you feel about getting into the championship?
How about Coach?
Well, it's actually not. That's a made-up line because I didn't want to give away the plot.
Oh, will you stop? You're not going to give away the plot.
It's Bo Cruz is the name of the character. How do you feel about getting into the championship?
Okay.
But that's not what actually happens.
Okay. Wink, wink, wink.
You can't see the wink on radio, can you?
Keep us posted, McLovin.
Dan, I just don't want to ruin your movie career. I promise.
No,
only goal.
No, you can't. If I haven't done it after, 22 films with Sandler, you're not going to do it.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
All right. That's McLovin. Live from Philadelphia on the Adam Sandler movie set. Yes, Todd?
I think he's got to consider going with a contraction, like, how's it feel? Like, you were trying to encourage him to talk like he would normally talk. When you go, how do you feel, as opposed to how's it feel, would sound like more like you would actually say it that way.
If Todd is giving advice.
I know you agree with what I'm saying, though. That's part of what the hearing of every word, how do you feel.
That's pretty good advice, though. That's pretty good. How's it feel to play in the championship rather than how do you feel playing in the championship game? That's pretty good.
How do you feel playing in the big game?
Yeah. That's how it's going to come out with McLovin. I already know it. He kept asking me to rehearse on Friday before he left for Philadelphia.
Did you guys go in the back room?
Yeah, no, I'm getting ready to leave. And he goes, hey, could we rehearse my line? And I said, you know, the day's done, man. And he goes, no, let me just do it. So we're out in the kitchen, and he's giving me his line. I go, okay. He goes, let me do it again. And then I go, and after like four tries, I said, McLovin, you're on your own. Good luck. I got you in the movie. Now it's up to you. I'm distancing myself from this project right now. All right, some phone calls here, best and worst of the weekend. Let me start with Ciaran, if I got that right, in Florida.
It's Ciaran, Dan. It's very close. Very old Irish name.
Oh, okay.
Very old Irish
name. All right.
Yeah, I'm actually heading there tomorrow. Flying over there for a week tomorrow to see family.
Oh, awesome.
Man, I was, yeah. Anyway, 6'1", a smooth, suave, and a swell 240. Man, I was going to do, we could do best and worst of McLovin's audition tape there. Holy moly. Anyway, best and worst. Saturday, had some great games. Gators pushed Bama to the end. My Giants were off, which was great. But it was really good seeing Lamar last night. It was really, really, really great seeing him take KC. So that was the best. Worst, I'm not going to talk about the taunting penalties. I'm not going to talk about the Chargers getting hosed by the refs. Dan, that Rolling Stone list has been stuck in my head all damn weekend. I cannot get it out. I'm looking through it. I spent maybe 2 hours yesterday. I'm like, how is Born to Run number 27? This is nuts.
You got to back away from it, Kieran, and safe travels there to Ireland. It was brought up to me over the weekend, the Rolling Stone top 500 songs, and then I found that my kids were mocking me. Like, hey, did you know this song was number? And I go, stop. Don't even do it. I don't care. It's okay. I'm not invested in this. Yes, Paul.
You should have gone back at your kids and said, I'm going to start ranking you from 1 to 5.
Oh, I have. I have. I've done that.
To their faces?
Yes. Yes. My kids always want to know, hey, who's your favorite? But it changes. All I know is my mom did this with my brothers and I. And ranked my youngest brother, Dave, ahead of all of us. And she even said, I go, seriously? She goes, yes. And I go, wow.
Did he have a good year or was it like permanent ranking?
Permanent.
Oh.
Yeah, Dave, number one. And I went, you got to be kidding me. And I said, Dave doesn't put you on his radio show. Well, and then I'd go, oh, God, would you give me that? Well, but she gave me an honest, and we joke. We're like, oh, which one of us you love the most? And she go, well, I would say Dave. And I go, holy bleep.
Yes. He's pretty great, though, isn't he?
It is.
Dave's pretty great.
He is great. But I can't argue with that. I can only argue that she actually told us that she ranks Dave number one. God rest her soul. She was honest. Too honest. I'm over it. I am over it.
I think you're so great, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're so great.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave, you a Hall of Famer?
Huh?
Hmm? Hmm? Update the poll results from the first hour, Paulie.
Which 2-0 team won't make the playoffs? Broncos, 40%.
Ooh.
And then the Panthers, Raiders. Nobody voted for the 49ers.
Okay. All right. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. What are the Texans going to do if their quarterbacks can't play? Where can we find a quarterback? Oh, that's right. He's on our roster. We'll have an update on Deshaun Watson after this. Close out hour one. School's back in session. Important time for everybody to get more sleep. Even more important for the kids to get more sleep. Some tips for you parents. How about a fan or white noise machine? Keep the room temperature between 65 and 68 degrees. Maybe you'd like to call up Paulie and he could talk to you about why Justin Fields should be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Sure.
Yeah. But if you don't have Paulie's number, I got a better idea. Sleep Number. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because it's proven quality sleep and it's game-changing sleep. Save up to $900 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Save up to $900 on that Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Once again, save up to $900 on that 360 smart bed. See sleepnumber.com for details.